All right, we're gonna let the sheep play a little bit out of the pen, but they need to go back at the end of the service. All right, well, as we prepare to hear scripture read, let us join together in prayer. Your word, O God, has power to change our lives and to create a whole new world. As we meditate on your word this day, fill us with your Holy Spirit that we may treasure your word with our whole hearts and fix our eyes on you. Amen. Our first scripture reading today can be found in the book of Psalms, Psalm 119, verses 9 to 16. The psalmist praises God's law and the joy that comes from following God's commandments. Let us listen to the word of our Lord together. How can young people keep their way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Do not let me stray from your commandments. I treasure your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the ordinances of your mouth. I delight in the way of your decrees as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Our gospel reading comes from John's account of Jesus' life in the 10th chapter, verses 1 to 10. The next two I am statements this week and next week come from this chapter of John and paint an image of Jesus, our shepherd. Let us listen together to the word of God. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of the strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The gospel of the Lord. Praise be to Christ. Today, as we journey closer to Holy Week, we read another self-description of Jesus Christ. And at first glance, today's I am statement sounds just a bit unusual. I am the gate. It certainly isn't a statement that reveals a characteristic of Jesus so simply. Today's statement will take us a moment to understand its meaning. In this particular passage, Jesus introduces a whole cast of characters: thieves and bandits, shepherds, sheep, gatekeepers, strangers, and yes, even a gate. We can understand that Jesus is the light of the world, the way, truth, and life, the bread of life. But we aren't quite sure what to think when Jesus declares, "I am the gate." Even the most learned scholars in the presence of Jesus, the Pharisees, were confused by Jesus' declaration of being the gate. And Jesus knew this and continues to explain to the Pharisees what it means to be the gate for the sheep. Now, next week, we'll learn more about Jesus as shepherd, but first we must enter through the gate this week. The gate that Jesus describes made total sense to those who grew up and lived among shepherds and sheep. Many shepherds will hear this description and relate immediately to the image of the gate. But for most of us, unless we watch over and herd sheep, we won't understand Jesus' meaning without it being explained a little bit further. You see, the gate was the means by which the sheep gained entry to the fields for grazing, or the means by which they entered an area of protection. The sheep required the voice of the shepherd to tell them where to go and what to do. They relied on the voice of the one taking care of them to tell them where to go. Now, sheep in general, well, they're not known to be very intelligent animals, but they do learn to remember the voice of the shepherd. Great herds of sheep can be called to a particular place simply by the voice of the shepherd. And yet, on the other hand, sheep run the risk of listening to the wrong voice. Voices like thieves and bandits intent on causing harm to the flock. In this passage, Jesus calls the people of God the sheep who enter through the gate. And if we are all like sheep, we too can learn to hear the voice of the shepherd calling to us. But like sheep, we also run the risk of listening to the wrong voices that are calling to us. And we risk listening to others who would steal our joy and our passion to follow Christ. We run the risk of listening to voices that would distract us from seeing and responding to the true shepherd. And so we then must learn to differentiate the voices around us so that we respond to the one true voice of Jesus Christ, who stands at the gate and opens it so that we may enter into the pasture of abundant life. The hard truth is that God does not communicate with us in the way that we communicate with one another. Of course, God does speak to us. God hears our prayers, all of our prayers spoken and unspoken, but the way God communicates with us is beyond our human understanding. God communicates through the work of the Holy Spirit in us and in those we engage with in community. And our prayers are answered when we feel the peace that passes understanding. Our answers are given when we engage in listening to the thoughts of others around us who have been praying with us and for us. Our answers are found in the words of Scripture revealed to us at just the right moment. We have to discern what we see, hear, and feel to determine that it is the voice of God speaking into our lives. And as wonderful as it can be to have a feeling of complete understanding, there are still those moments when we question whether it is God who answers or our own needs, desires, and wants. Well, there's a number of ways to ensure that we are aligned with the will of God. One way is to regularly study the Bible. When we read the stories of God's people, stories of God communicating with God's people, the parables of Jesus and the letters written by the disciples and apostles of Jesus. And as we study those stories and the Bible, a picture of the character of God begins to emerge. Maybe we can't put exactly into words what God is like, but we have a more definite idea as we read more and more of Scripture. It is a growing idea, a basic and slowly changing idea, an idea that is added onto as we live and search for God and seek to know God's will in our lives. That's another reason we come to church and participate in a church community. It's to study the Bible, to discuss the Bible, to sing songs based on the Bible in our worship together, to say creeds and affirmations of faith that interpret the Bible, to hear sermons drawn from passages of the Bible and expand upon our idea of the character of God. And in the stories of the Bible, in the figures of speech and biblical metaphors, the character of God is revealed and we learn more and more about who God is so that we can understand the voice that calls to us throughout our lives. We also have the gift of the Holy Spirit revealed to God's people at Pentecost, and the Spirit guides us in hearing what God is saying to us. The Spirit is our advocate and prays for us when words are just too difficult to speak. If the Lord is your shepherd and you are the sheep of God's fold, said Jesus, then you recognize the voice of the Lord when you hear it. You know the character of God. You cannot be fooled. You can distinguish between the voice of the Lord and the voice of a thief, a robber, or another imposter. You know the way of the Lord God, your shepherd, and you know how the Lord God, our shepherd, walks and talks and acts. You know the character of God. You will not follow an imposter. Instead, you will run away because you know that that is the wrong voice. Not only is Jesus the shepherd, he is also the gate through whom a person enters, becoming members of God's own people. All too often, our humanity encourages us to replace Jesus as the gatekeeper. We then desire to become the voice in another's life, whether it's telling them by the way we treat them that they are too different, or by ignoring their voice and feelings, or by dismissing their ability to minister to us. And when we or churches become the gatekeeper, it often leads to judgment and finger pointing to at others who simply desire to be a part of a community of Christ followers. Jesus is the gate. Jesus is a gatekeeper, letting sheep, all the sheep and only sheep, in and out of the fold. He shows us how we, his body, are to help people come in and go out and find safe pasture where everyone is counted and cared for and kept safe from the world's many predators. Jesus is the gatekeeper, not our preferences or our prejudices, not even our cherished traditions. Jesus is the gatekeeper, and every person counts as sheep. So today, we reflect on the ways Jesus acted and still acts as gatekeeper, as sheep gate. We reflect on who Jesus let in. We start with his own disciples and closest friends, fishermen, a tax collector, a political revolutionary or two. Think of Simon the Zealot, maybe Judas Iscariot. A wealthy former demon-possessed woman, Mary Magdalene. We continue remembering all of those outsiders he showed could be insiders, such as the Roman centurion, the Samaritan woman, lepers he dared to touch, and even children. We remember his teachings about who his family was, not just those biologically related to him, but anyone who does the will of God and believes in God. And we remember the stories of all he brought into the fold. A religious hitman, Saul. A God-fearer, but still Gentile centurion, Cornelius. A jailer, a demon-possessed girl, a Lydia, who was a wealthy female merchant, and the list goes on and on. People of every station, nation, and situation in life have been welcomed into the fold by Jesus, the gatekeeper. They have been counted and named, protected and cared for. Jesus also kept some out, not sheep, but wolves, who's intent on robbing, harming, or destroying the sheep, at least as long as such harmful intent remained. But even here, for a committed Christian killer like Saul, Jesus worked to convert the wolf into a sheep, and then had Ananias lead him in. Jesus does not give up on those sheep that are wayward. He draws them back in, sometimes like Ananias using us to help draw them back in to the flock. In a few moments, we will welcome Elsie into God's flock by reminding her that she too has been claimed as God's own sheep at the moment that she was created. And as fellow sheep, we will make promises to Elsie and her parents to help raise Elsie to know Jesus so that she might know Jesus' voice and follow him. Next week in our worship together, we will pray for 5 youth who have made a commitment to join this year's confirmation class and learn what it means to be a member of God's church. We will watch them enter the gate of Jesus Christ as they learn to articulate their faith into their own words and make a decision to become a member of Christ's church. This is our role as the body of Christ in the world. Gate for the sheep, all people. We let them know that this fold, this flock is for them. We let them in, count them, protect them, and then give them the opportunity to go in and out of the fold to find pasture. We do not leave sheep out. We bring them in so they can learn the shepherd's voice and follow. And the ones that God may keep out are those intent on harming sheep. But God is always one for restoration. He is the one to reform wolves into sheep. Jesus Christ is the gate and shows us how to welcome his sheep into the fold. And so we must obediently listen to his voice and learn to recognize him. Jesus, as our gate, brings us no harm, but protects us as he brings us to the source of life. We know who the Lord is. He is Jesus Christ, and we follow him because we know his voice. And as we know his voice, we open the gate, trusting that he will guide us and welcoming other sheep of his fold, welcoming them in to the life of a Christian community in which they are promised and we are promised a pasture of abundant life. Alleluia. Amen. Let us stand and join together in a song of praise as we praise God, singing the song Forever.